Since November, when Massachusetts voters approved marijuana for medical use, entrepreneurs have been eyeing the state as a potential source of new business. How Massachusetts will regulate commercial application of marijuana is still unclear, but one Colorado-based manufacturer of marijuana-infused products is hoping to start selling its products in the state sometime this year. WBUR's Rachel Gottbaum reports.
Colorado voters approved medical marijuana in 2000. Today, there are more than 500 marijuana dispensaries in the state. Patients who obtain a card from their doctor can buy pot for any number of conditions, ranging from general pain to nausea related to cancer treatment. The Ganja Gourmet is a dispensary located in an industrial neighborhood near downtown Denver.
Do you know what you want up there?
Indica.
Very, very nice.
Okay.
On a recent afternoon, several patients sit at the bud counter ordering different strains of cannabis.
My name is Trisha Caldwell, and I come in here for medicinal marijuana because I have MS, and I have had back surgery, and this is one of the only things that really help curb the pain without having to take pain medicine.
The Ganja Gourmet sells lots of smokable pot to patients such as Caldwell, but this dispensary specializes in so-called medibles. These are all foods and other products that contain marijuana. Steve Horowitz is the owner here.
All of these here are, they're brownies, granola bars, lemon bars. Those are all made with butane hash oil. They taste great.
The Ganja Gourmet sells 400 different kinds of medibles, ranging from sparkling soda to cotton candy to pills with various potencies of THC, the active ingredient in pot. Jennifer, who would only give her first name, says she likes eating marijuana to help with pain after 3 knee surgeries.
Well, I have asthma anyway, but to me I find eating it to be more effective.
And what are you getting today? What foods do you like? What are your favorite foods?
I like brownies. Those are my favorite. But I also like pills because it's easy to carry I'm going to be gone all day and I know I'm going to have to dose up again. And I like the chews.
Many of the products for sale here are made by a Colorado company called Dixie Elixirs. Owner Trip Kieber is banking on customers like Jennifer, who would rather eat their marijuana than smoke it. In less than 3 years, Kieber has turned his business into a major manufacturer of medibles and has become the second largest publicly traded medicinal marijuana company in the U.S.
I thought it would be an interesting concept to develop a company that could create products to medicate the masses, and that's how our products started to develop.
Today, Dixie Elixirs grows its own marijuana crops and manufactures more than 70 products, all sold online and in Colorado's dispensaries. These include fruit lozenges, chewing gum, and even medicated bath salts. On a tour of his manufacturing plant near the Denver airport, Kieber shows off some of his best sellers.
This is our award-winning High Times Cannabis Cup Medicated Chocolate Truffle. And so this is a product that maintains approximately 300 milligrams of THC. I wouldn't dare touch this because it's incredibly powerful. But in addition, we have medicated ice cream in chocolate and vanilla.
18 states now allow marijuana for medical use, and 2 more have just legalized recreational use of the drug. For Kieber, this translates into big money. He's expanding his operation into 6 other states and has plans to start selling his products in Massachusetts, where he says market potential is great.
It's a state that I think maintains just over 6 million residents. And if you look at the model here, we here in the state of Colorado, as an example, have 4 million residents. And it's a $300 million industry. I would suggest in a very short period of time could be a market that is in excess of between $600 to $800 million.
$600 to $800 million in Massachusetts alone?
Alone.
Kieber has already identified 4 possible business partners in Massachusetts, but he says he can't start work in the state until the Department of Public Health, which now regulates medical marijuana, provides him with a license.
Bringing cannabis to a state like Massachusetts is not going to be easy. I believe state legislators and law enforcement in Massachusetts will be able to take what we've learned here in Colorado and apply that.
When and if Massachusetts regulators give Kieber a license is unclear, but he says he's not worried.
I believe with great certainty that there will be the commercial application of medical marijuana in the state of Massachusetts. That will likely take a period of upwards of 6 months to a year, but we're optimistic that 2013 has great things for us in the state.
While Keeber negotiates with business partners in Massachusetts, he must also wait to see what the state decides to do. The Department of Public Health has until May 1st to create new regulations for the use of medical marijuana. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.